Our next item is subdivision 2005-60, Mandarin Homes, as a preliminary.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-60 for Mandarin Homes based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. The Sussex County Revised Comprehensive Plan designates this area as being within the environmentally sensitive developing area, which is a development district that is desirable for appropriate development. The proposed subdivision density is in accordance with the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning and in the environmentally sensitive development district. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, them being there shall be no more than 56 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards with sidewalks on both sides of each street. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The development shall be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. Additionally, the development shall be served by Central Water. The applicant shall maintain as undisturbed as many existing trees as possible. These undisturbed forested areas and contiguous canopy trees shall be shown on the final site plan. A system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. All amenities and recreational facilities indicated in tab 8 of the exhibit book by the applicant shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. The amenities of the community bathhouse and swimming pool shall be relocated away from Old Mill Bridge Road and to a more central area within the community boundary. The location of the bus stop shall be on the west side of Old Mill Bridge Road and further coordinated with the local school district transportation manager. That final location to be shown on the final site plan. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management facilities and erosion settlement control facilities. The agricultural use protection notice and hunting activities nearby notice shall be included in the community restrictions and covenants. The community may be served by a crabbing or fishing pier if permitted by appropriate regulatory agencies to be located on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road. There shall be no individual, co-shared, or community piers, boat ramps, or docking facilities of either a temporary or permanent nature that are within the community boundary that is west of Old Mill Bridge Road. The Environmental Review Coordinator from Department Natural Resources Environmental Control, the Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Section, shall be allowed an opportunity to visit the site to update the May 2005 project review. This updated review report shall be submitted to the staff and members of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission prior to approval of the final site plan. Additionally, the developer, as stated by the applicant, will address issues involving the Assawoman Delmarva fox squirrel population in accordance with the provisions of Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act as part of obtaining a Corps of Engineers permit. And gentlemen, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question. You repeated yourself once on...
You were paying attention?
Number D, let me see, number F and number J are the same.
Yeah, I was noticing that myself.
You can delete one. They're not quite, well, once F said a system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, J said a system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project, so.
All right, well, amend my motion and delete F, a system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant.
J's better.
Yeah.
I have a question also.
Please.
Mr. Smith, concerning R, the environmental review.
Mm-hmm.
How would the commission receive the final site, report? Would it be at the time of making a final site plan decision, or would we be asking for that beforehand?
Well, I think it's mentioned in here that we would get this prior to approval of the final site plan. You'd feel more comfortable putting in a language as to the time of that. I'm guessing like...
Well, I'm fine if it's submitted as part of the... When we go to make a decision concerning the final approval. I just hadn't seen that particular requirement before, which, I'm in agreement with. But I didn't know if that's adding another step, or we just want that to be submitted with all the other agency comments and as part of that final.
If it's up to you all. If it's part of the other agency comments, that will be, not necessarily submitted to you at the time of final site plan. It really doesn't make any difference. It depends on what your intentions are, how you want to see it, what you want to do with it, I guess.
Okay.
Just to give the other members of the commission a little background on this, I had several conversations with this particular section of DENREC this week, and they somewhat understandably have met resistance from people of allowing their agency onto the property. They've indicated that even if they find State of Delaware protected or endangered species, they do not have a policing effect. They do not stop projects. They do not shut them down. It seems to be a dread of that, and I want to reinforce that I respect private property rights and wouldn't want a project stopped of this. What their request seems to be is that if they find something like this on the mountain mint or something like that, they ask for the opportunity to extract it and do a transplant if they can, or to call it to the attention of someone, and perhaps it could be landscaped around and preserved if it's not a part of an entirely necessary clearing or site work of it. But it's not intended to cause a halt to progress. But I do think, since this is the environmentally sensitive development district and the comp plan says we can ask for a stringent review, some of these reports are 29 and 30 months old, and there may be some changes that have occurred on that site. So that's why I put that in there.
Well, I concur with your thinking in that process. I just didn't know if we were adding another layer, or this was coming to us as part of the final approval process.
It's not really an approval on this. I don't see this as a approval, more of like some of informational purposes, and to allow one of these agencies to go on, because they'd clearly stated, as I say, I wouldn't want to diminish private property rights, that they don't have policing powers. In essence, someone could go right in front of their crew with a can of Roundup and spray these plants, and they couldn't stop them from doing so.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Chairman, I'm satisfied with our discussion, and based on that, I'd like to second Mr. Smith's motion.
All right, sir. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-60 Mandarin Homes with the conditions stated as preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? K, Carried.